Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Well, good evening to all my angel friends out there. This is C.J. Martas and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, May 11th. I want to welcome all of you for this edition of my show entitled Letting Go of Resistance, and I think it's a great follow-up topic from last week's show that we had done on navigating change. After the discussion of our topic tonight, I'll open up those phones in the last 10 minutes. Remember, that call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers I get each week, I'm so sorry if I can't get to everyone. Well, you know, as I select the topics that kind of either pop into my mind or the angels sort of deliver them to me, so it's kind of a neat process. But I'll tell you what, I'm really TGIFing today because it has been a crazy, strange week. And so I'm happy to say if any of you all are experiencing unusual emotions, kind of a crazy week, that I'm at least happy to report the seraphim and the angel message are going to give us some information about that, because this things that we're starting this week are going to continue through the next week. So And actually, I was kind of complaining to the angels, believe it or not, this afternoon, because I wish they'd have given me a little more of a heads up about 3 or 4 days ago. So we've been kind of laughing about that in my house all afternoon. So I do have some prayer requests, obviously. I do get these all the time, which I appreciate everyone who sends them in, and I'm always happy to include them in my show. I want to ask that you please continue prayers for Dell and her family. I know she's been on the prayer request for a while, but, you know, her family and Dell herself definitely need our support. And we have some new prayer requests this week, too. Please offer prayers for Jill's daughter. She's only 16, and she's dealing with Hashimoto's encephalitis. And even that name kind of sounds like something really severe. I don't know what that is particular, but please pray that she, you know, has a speedy recovery and that she gets back to where she's used to be. And please remember in your daily prayers Margaret's daughter Megan. She's been really struggling with self-esteem, depression, and she's a beautiful girl. And we pray, you know, she can see her own beauty very soon and have strength to guide her through her difficult time. So I ask the angels to be with her this week and the upcoming weeks to help her and reflect to her beauty and her greatness. So that's my prayer for her. And so, you know, when I was going through looking for the inspiring story, I kind of stumbled upon this one this week, and I just had to share it. So there's this man who makes a pit stop at a local McDonald's. It's a warm day. He's getting ready to go home. He wants to get himself a shake. Well, little did he know that he was the angel in disguise that day, because when he got out of his car, he heard a drive-thru employee shouting for help and pointing at a car that had pulled in to the drive-thru. And there's a grandmother that was going to the drive-thru with her 10-year-old grandson in the back seat. And I guess what he had done is he'd wiggled out a part of his seatbelt and wound it around his neck several times. Then it unfortunately locks into place. And so as the grandmother's driving through the line, the drive-thru employee sees this and starts screaming. Well, the man immediately responded. He had a pocket knife, thank goodness. He cuts the child loose, but he was already blue. His heart had stopped. Well, this gentleman started CPR, and basically right there in the drive-thru saves this young boy's life. And, you know, when I'm looking for the inspiring stories, you know, I not only get inspired, and I hope they inspire you, but what is so wonderful, I think, about the Good Samaritans that I talk about on my show is that, you know, when they started calling him a hero, this guy starts saying, no, 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 no. He goes, I think hero's stretching it a bit, you know, and he's so humble. And he says, well, he had two kids of his own and hoped that if one of his own children were in trouble, that anyone would try to come and help them too. But I thought it was just a wonderful story. And so I'm so grateful that he was in the right place at the right time. You know, how awful for that to be going on and the grandmother not even realizing it because the child couldn't, you know, yell or ask for help or anything. Okay. So just as I promise, if you've had a little bit of a bumpy week, here's the angel message for the week of May 11th. And hopefully this will help all of us have a little more information as we're going through our week. Dear ones, you may find the energies this week to be somewhat disruptive, which can create more emotions than usual or even make you feel slightly agitated for no apparent reason. You know, over the past couple of days, you may already be experiencing some of this. You're now in a period of time where things may feel much more chaotic within you. You're actually at a much higher level trying to modify the areas of you that are not in balance, emotionally and even physically. This is a process of rebalancing that will continue for the next couple of weeks. Accept and use these unusual feelings to illuminate where you have resistance in your life. This will be very helpful for navigating change and learning to let go. If you take each moment one at a time, it will definitely help you stay more in the present moment and get less off track. You may find this harder to do than usual, but don't allow yourself to become overly frustrated with you this week. You may even find old negative thoughts returning that haven't surfaced in a while. Don't worry that you're going backwards or reverting because you aren't. You're just going deeper. The key this week is to allow and accept whatever is happening. If you try to control it because life's feeling out of control for you, then you will create more issues for yourself. Release and let go more than you have in the past. It will let you flow better with the currents of energy that are making things feel very shook up right now. This may not be the best week for making major life decisions because the rebalancing effect that the world is experiencing right now can distort the truth of whatever is happening, but this effect is temporary. But most of all, go deeper this week to trust yourself and have faith that you are fully capable to achieve or overcome whatever you are currently facing. You will need more stillness this week to quiet the waters of your inner world. When you feel resistance or restlessness, go outside, take a walk, or find something that will bring you greater peace. Take deeper breaths and focus yourself on surrender. Visualize gratitude for the many gifts that you have in your life. Willingly open your heart to receive more. Open your mind to understand more, and the answers will come to you. After this process of rebalancing, things will accelerate again, and the exciting journey will continue. Keep going, dear ones, and continue to seek your inner truth. We are always with you to support your healing and awakening processes. Call upon us when you need a helping hand this week, and we'll bring peace and understanding. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Well, that's a powerful message. And when I was actually recording this message this afternoon, what I saw was this effect of all this wonderful, momentous, accelerated energy coming in. And really what is happening right now, rather than, you know, like myself, I was kind of cranky this week for no apparent reason. You know, it's not that we're reverting to old behaviors or even negative behaviors. It's just through this rebalancing process, it makes us kind of feel unsteady or unstable, or can cause sort of this just sort of feeling like your nerves are a little raw than most. So everyone try to have that stillness this week. It will help you navigate. I'm quite certain of it. And so what we're talking about this week is letting go of resistance. You know, why is this personal growth so challenging? You know, what's the invisible force that creates this giant obstacle? Well, simply put, the force is what we call resistance. It's like a giant rubber band that tries to pull us back whenever we may stray too far from where we currently are. You might not be able to see it, but you sure can feel the pull. And I guess in my case this week, the snap of it slamming right back. So it's interesting because I do learn a lot as I do these shows, because I select a topic and then I find that my whole life is nothing but a workshop in that topic, by the way, before I get to my Friday evenings. So essentially, you know, resistance is any thought, belief, or behavior, either conscious or unconscious, that would stand in opposition to whatever we desire to create in our life. So on the surface, you know, we can be doing positive affirmations, creative visualizations, imagining our success, but in the end, we really get what we expect every single time. If you don't believe that you can have the thing you desire, it will show up as resistance. And so this comes more from the subconscious And the subconscious is like that rubber band that can kind of pull us back into, you know, those older energies. So essentially, you know, when we're clearing those old negative beliefs and things, we're attempting to tame the subconscious mind. It's not really something that we can force or coerce, though we'd like to slam it over the head sometimes, right, you know, when it's not behaving. You know, here's an example of kind of what happens to you, though, when you use conscious willpower to try to make your subconscious mind do something. This is a good example. You may remember times when you studied hard for an important test or exam, and you were sure that you knew the material well. But when the time came, the only thing more blank than the test sheet was your mind. I don't know how many people have experienced this, but the harder you tried to remember the answer, the worse it came. And to top it all off, after the test was over and the pressure is off, the answers came flooding back to you. So your conscious mind studies real hard for the test, but those fears and things creep up subconsciously. So controlling this subconscious mind obviously has nothing to do really with control or force or coercion. In fact, it's really the opposite, and that's what we're talking about in letting go of resistance. It's really a matter of calm, confident, and congruent thoughts, images, and feelings being consciously created and held onto with feelings of positive expectancy. I like that phrase. And focused on what you want, not what you don't want. Well, I think that's kind of key sometimes, is that if we're always focused on what we think is wrong with us or what we're trying to eradicate, then we actually can create more resistance. So what you have to do, first of all, I think, and you'll hear me talk about this a lot, I know, surrendering is a broken record. I think probably most of my good friends probably roll their eyes when I say that, but it's true. Practice letting go. And one of the best ways that I know to beat your resistance is to practice letting go. When we can successfully break our emotional attachments to what is, you know, our connection and attachment, we allow room for growth. And there are many, many ways to practice letting go. But I always kind of recommend that you start small and work your way up. You know me, I'm the teacher of let's be realistic, let's start small, let's do things that are achievable, right? I used to be a person that just put so much pressure on myself to perform, you know, to do things super quick, you know. But we have to just relax. We have to be able to let go. And the first thing on the top of my list is control. You know, when we try to control too many things in our lives, we get all caught up in hanging on to the plan. I know you guys have all encountered that lately. And the angels laugh when I plan, as I've let you know in other previous shows. You know, so try something different. Try letting others make the decision. Or hey, even have the last word. I know that's hard sometimes. Drive in the fast lane or have that first place in line. You know, practice letting go of concepts of your position in your life or that life is a competition, you know, where we're trying to race for the finish line. And really the only thing we have control over, truly, is what our choices are. So all that other stuff that you might find yourself controlling or trying to control, that's going to create tremendous resistance. I actually found this suggestion on the web, which I thought was a really good one. Just try to do something different, especially when we feel stagnant or resistance. You know, we may not know where it's coming from, but there are things you can do externally in your life that can kind of get that process going. So doing something different, try to switch these things up. Do you always drive home a certain route? Do you always eat the same thing for breakfast? You know, we're definitely habitual creatures, right? If you add variety, you may see things you've been missing and let go of more resistance because you're being more flexible externally, which eventually filters into the interior. So take a different route home and things like that to try to do something that you don't normally do on a consistent basis. Letting go of wanting. Now this one, you know, letting go of wanting is not the absence of having those things which we desire. It's that wanting or craving that comes from more of a state of neediness and lack, right? You know, sometimes when we really want something so bad, we have such a strong desire. It really can create resistance because it's coming from that place. The feeling of it is more like an attachment or a worry about that lack. You know, it's having attachment to people, places, outcomes. So in letting go of wanting, you know, that's when you're focusing more on gratitude and find reasons to be happy and fulfilled right now. You know, how often do we obviously have this laundry list of things we want to do or we want to work on? But sometimes just that letting go process and letting go of that wanting, that craving can definitely help. And as you embrace small changes in your life, your need for emotional security will shift as well, and your resistance will lower. When you feel less stress from not clinging to what is, you can weaken that resistance. And, you know, as we're all going through our own experiences, though, as we've learned on this show, it's definitely in many cases a collective experience. We have to be able to let go of some of that, you know, let go of the control, just try to flow, you know, and be in the present moment. So here's some things that are probably not new concepts, but ways that I have personally used to deal with resistance directly. First one is be honest with yourself. That one I know can be kind of hard. You know, sometimes we have a much easier time being honest about all the people in our life, but not necessarily about ourselves. So you want to be clear on how you participate in that reality you continue to experience. You know, ask yourself, what limiting thought, belief, or pattern of behavior am I currently holding on to that is standing in the way of my desire? What false story do I keep telling myself that affirms maybe the current position I'm in? And when we're honest with ourselves, then we can really take 100% responsibility for being that powerful creator that we are. We're all powerful creators. So we have to be honest with ourselves and see everything. You know, we've talked about on the show about the shadow part of ourselves. Maybe that's the least desirable part you want to look at, but we need to deal with ourselves up front without fear. The next thing on my list here is, you know, staying out of self-judgment. This one's a biggie. And the biggie with self-judgment is a lack, obviously, of acceptance of ourselves, that whole spectrum, like you hear me talk about a lot. So just like in the acorn, think about it. It lives with the potential to become a mighty oak tree, this little bitty thing. Think of that acorn. So you're much, much like that. You're like it, that everything that mighty oak tree, to become the mighty oak tree, is in that acorn, and likewise, it's inside of you. You also have to remember, none of life is like a game to reach the finish line first. Instead, accept your resistance as a tool to let you know what specifically needs clearing or releasing. So acceptance is really key. Next on my list here is, you know, do what you can do something about. Let go of all those things, as I mentioned before, that you have no control over. And honestly, sometimes just becoming aware of a pattern is all that's really required. And of course, there's other times we need to take an action to make a change. But if we're having resistance or things, you know, that we have no true control over, especially other people or things that are coming externally, we need to only concern ourselves with things that we can do something about. Fourth on my list is focusing on something else. You know, when you find yourself thinking about what you want and why you want it so badly, resistance is usually present at the exact same time. Instead of continuing that thinking process, think instead of something else that pleases you or that you have gratitude for. This can really relax you and allow you to create a space of lesser resistance. And again, you'll hear me talk a lot about, you know, self-care and giving yourself the space that you need. And as the angel message said this week, creating stillness for ourselves. So sometimes we can really relax that resistance when we allow ourselves to get into that still point, right? Even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes. It's very important. And, you know, the last one on the list that I want to mention is, it can be very helpful to look for stories that help to change your expectations. And what I mean by that, you know, we look often, and I ran into this with a client this week, we often have expectations of ourselves because we look at other people and we kind of assume that they have their shit together, pardon my French, together more than, oops, more than normal, you know, more than we do. And so, I told you it was a crazy week. But we say to ourselves, you know, it'll never happen for me, right? Or that person's a whole lot smarter than, or wiser than I am. You know, we look at these external, these other people. We look at them as the successful ones, while we're not the successful people. But if you change your own story, you change those expectations. So if you see someone like that, that went, you know, you want to know their whole story because we assume that they were just already packaged that way, right? But as I share with you on my show, you know, I'm not perfect, and I used to be a very scared, very anxious person. But we need to understand that all those people who have had these breakthrough successes, whether it be enlightenment, personal growth, all of these things, that they started somewhere, right? They didn't just magically appear or arrive at that moment where they were successful. And so we want to definitely pay attention to those things and to help create a story. You know, instead of never happens to me, it could be if it can happen for someone else, then it can happen for me. So look for a story that you most resonate with, someone you wish to emulate perhaps, and let that new story about you become your new possibilities. And I think sometimes when we see others who may not be struggling as much as we may be at that particular moment, it's so easy to get real down on ourselves or go to that self-judgment, right? Because we think, I should be able to be that way, or I should be able to do this or that. Okay, so you want to look for those kinds of stories, you know, looking at things more from the realm of possibility. You know, letting go can be a very liberating experience. And at first you may feel like you're really giving something up when you practice letting go. But in reality, you're liberating yourself. You're allowing yourself to let go of those resistances. And so, you know, we all have those resistances. Like I said, I came up against a lot of resistance this week just kind of out of nowhere. I'm like, what is going on with me? You know, so I have those moments too. And the thing that we have to remind ourselves when we hit those moments, when we're having these things go on that we didn't expect or can be very life-changing, you know, we have to remind ourselves to really surrender to the possibilities of that moment. Just because a moment looks a particular way doesn't necessarily mean the outcome of that situation won't be a positive one, which I've talked about that in other shows as well, where, you know, what we assume is going to be the process, you know, we do a lot of assuming sometimes and we really limit ourselves when we make those assumptions. So we talked last week about navigating change and this week about, you know, learning to let go. And when we can practice more letting go, then that really gives us that opportunity, I think, to be able to sort of let go of a lot of those things that we do spend. You know, I got to a certain point on my own path that I learned that I was spending a lot of time either trying to control or maybe a lot of energy judging myself or a lot of energy worrying about something that I had no control over. So if you could take just one bit of that energy this week that you might have worried or that you might have concerned yourself with something that you have no control over, and you use that energy to get into gratitude, to stillness, you can change that energy. Use it for something else. It's really your choice this week. So I'm going to leave you now then with a final thought on letting go of resistance, and I'd like to welcome Ashley to the Angel Connection. Welcome, Ashley.
Hi, thank you. Very interesting topic tonight.
Well, thank you very much. What can I do for you, dear?
Well, I heard you're doing angel readings.
Uh-huh.
Could you do one for me?
Absolutely.
Or should I ask her any questions?
it can be general, so let's go with that. But first of all, I want to say something, because the angels, the minute we connected, were immediately talking about especially the next several months for you. And so they're showing me a lot of changes, a lot of growth, and some very positive things coming your way. So I wanted to affirm that. And they're talking about something that you're either going after or you're spending a great deal of energy on right now. And so they want me to tell you, just keep going. And, you know, even if little bumps come along the way, you're really on the right track there.
Oh, goosebumps.
I got goosebumps too. So it's so I really am very excited about, you know, they don't always tell me every little thing that you're doing, but they tell me enough that you know what I'm talking about, I guess.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so but they're pretty excited about that. And now what I see around you for angels is that you have a lot of creativity around you. I do see like Archangel I see Ariel around you primarily. You do have a guardian angel. And then you also have a family member near you that has passed. This is an elderly, I think an elderly woman. She's calling, I might get a name for her in just a moment, but she's very gentle, very, very kind, and she just watches over you. And other people in your family, but primarily you were very connected.
In life, I was very connected with her.
At a deeper spiritual level, but I just wanted to acknowledge that she's there. So feels much like a grandmother kind of figure to me, though she's pretty quiet, so I don't know if she passed a while ago, you know, a while back, because sometimes when they're not real talkative, that can be that they've passed for, you know, passed a while ago. But whatever this is that you're putting together, that the angels are talking about, Ashley, I'm glad that you called so that we could confirm for you that you were definitely going in the right direction.
Good, because what you were talking about in the show just, like, spurred all kinds of thoughts about it. So...
Oh, well, I always like to hear that. That's why I do the show.
Well, it's just one of those, you know, mostly everything's good on, I just feel what you're saying, and I know that something exciting is about to happen, and I am working really hard to keep growing in that way, and but, you know, also feeling the little tiny bumps, but I mean, since I'm doing so much work, of course there's going to be little tiny bumps. Mostly it's good.
That's right. And the outcomes, even of the bumpy times, can, you know, what's on the other side of those things, you know, and I'm sure you agree, we have to kind of trust that process, don't we?
Yeah, because I would love to know what's on the outcome. What's on the other side? Like,
me too. I was giving the angels a little bit of a hard time here, you know. Kind of a bumpy week for me, but we laugh and have a good time with that around here, so.
Yeah. Is there any advice for me about if I keep going?
They really say you're on the right track, and this is about, you know, larger belief in yourself, really tapping into your creativity. I just, you know, dream big is what they're saying to me. Just make sure that you're not looking at the things you're doing, you know, too narrowly. But other than that, you're doing a really great job. So.
Yeah, cool. Very nice. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. Looks like we're getting to the end of my time, but I hope you have a wonderful weekend, Ashley. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, and you were right. I'm in a creative career. So.
Well, that's good. That's your power, girl.
Now I know who my angel is. You said Ariel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. I'll definitely tune in again.
All right. Thank you. Well, that's all the time we have for this evening. That was fun. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune in next week to the show's All About Angels. That's cool. It's my favorite topic, of course. Don't forget you can submit questions on my website that I can answer on future shows by going to my website. Until then, my friends, next week, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. I love you and have a great weekend.